Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shedarel. Hello. And today our topic is the secrets of nature. We're living in a world that's full of secrets. We'd like to find out, can we crack the big secrets of nature? Be with us on our way to a better life. Yael, please. Yeah. We're living in a world that we think that we know, but all throughout history, man is trying to discover, reveal more and more, sending ships out to space, developing science more and more, building colliders, all the time trying to understand how does this world work? And even more complicated, how do we, as human beings, how are we operated in this world? And on this show, we'd like to talk about the secrets of nature. What is nature hiding from us? How can we reveal all these things? Should we? Maybe it's better for things to stay hidden, and we'll keep living the way we do. And I'd like to ask, we know that there are secrets between people. What kind of secrets is nature keeping from us? Does nature have secrets? Nature is not hiding anything. Nature is not hiding any secret from us because there are no secrets in nature. But it all depends on man's limitations, on man's perception. Everything is inside of us. What do you mean? If I take off my glasses, I don't see. Is there anyone else in this room? No, no one. There is some light here. I see fish or something there in the aquarium. But no, I don't really see anything. What can I do? So that's my life. Suppose I had no and won't have any glasses. And suddenly I do. Suddenly I can see. Suddenly, besides my glasses, I have binoculars, some kind of sophisticated device. Yeah, even more sophisticated things instead of my ears or radars and so on. Then the world becomes consisting of many phenomena. Before that, it was hidden, it was a secret. Now it's not. It's revealed. It took off its concealed form, so to speak. So it's all up to man. And the world around me, I also don't know what form does it exist in, what's going on. I don't know anything. We're like little ants on this planet, roaming around ourselves thinking that we're so great. It all depends on the revelation and concealment that's inside of man. You have to develop it. We have to open up our receptacles, our vessels of reception. In what direction? We don't really know. If we could open them, then we'd really discover a world that is completely different. So to man, it does remain a secret. It's not a secret. I don't even know what am I missing. A secret, it means that I know that this is what's hidden from me. We don't really know what's hidden. So it's even more hidden from us than what we eventually understand. Yes, this is called double concealment. And why is the world built this way? Why doesn't a person simply come into this world and he has this program that knows everything? What's this entire charade for, so to speak? Why do I live in a place where I have no idea what's going on? And what I do understand, then I feel that there's a part that's hidden from me. How can I live in something like that? But you were given the ability to feel that you don't know what are you living for, where are you living. Do you know? Because you're looking at me funny. Some of the people really have these questions, and some of the people don't. So they have no secret. If they have no secret, then everything's fine. Maybe they don't have a secret yet, but they don't live life to the fullest. What do you mean to the fullest? Is there something that's hidden from them? Do they have this feeling? Even if they don't have this feeling, there's concealment. It's all in relation to what man feels. What do you mean that it's concealed, that it's hidden? Everything's clear. There are people that, this is what they say. What do you mean? Nothing's hidden. You see, the sun, the moon, earth, me, you, everything's clear. Nothing's hidden. Everything's right in front of you. Right. Everyone sees life differently. Everyone's on a different level of development. Is there some objective state where there's nothing objective? Nothing's objective, but it's all regarding man himself. Does he feel the concealment or doesn't he? And what's hidden? In order to feel that something's concealed, I have to feel that there is something that is concealed. Okay, so do we feel that something's concealed from us or don't we? This afternoon, scientists will discover that there's another body besides the moon revolving around Earth. A big body, like the moon, suppose. Today, is it hidden from us or not? Of course it is. What do you mean? Does someone feel that it's hidden? No one feels it. I think that we're talking in two different languages here. This is what I see. Hidden or concealed, it means that I feel that there is something and that it's hidden. Why it's so important for you to emphasize that it's in accordance with what a person feels? Because if it's not regarding man himself, then there's nothing to talk about. If it's not in relation to man himself, because there are many things that are hidden, aren't hidden, who knows? Just talk about something. I'll give you an example. My child was born as a baby that barely understands anything, also doesn't lack anything. He has food, he's next to his mom, doesn't need anything. I know, as a mom, that I have a role to gradually expose him to life, and also his nature and his natural development will create such a situation where gradually he'll discover things. And it's my role to also show him reality and reveal things to him, because eventually I want for him to have the ability to live a meaningful life, so to speak. I look at myself as that little child that maybe doesn't know that there are many things that exist in this world, okay? And maybe right now I don't even have the need to reveal them. I don't know that they're hidden from me. But is there something else besides what I know, something out there that I should know, that can benefit my life so I live my life more correctly? It's always so. Of course, we discover in all of our sciences, chemistry, physics, biology, zoology, on Earth or in space, in the universe, we all the time discover new things. Why? Because we have an inclination towards that. Why didn't we know these things to begin with? Even now, we don't know about 99% of the things that exist. The question is why? Why is it hidden? Yeah, that's something else. It's hidden because we have to develop ourselves in order to discover that what we perceive in our five senses. And later, the brain, the mind, that deciphers it. So, if I'm not developed enough, I'm not even asking, where am I? Later, according to my development, I start asking, why, for what, from where, and so on. It all depends on man's development, but always we're talking in regard to man. If not man, I don't know what to relate it to. Does it or doesn't it exist? Also, our perception of reality, it also comes only from within man. Reality isn't such that we feel. It has a completely different form, if it has a form at all. But this is how we feel reality. So to see if I get it. You're saying that nature doesn't hide anything from man. Everything depends on the limitedness of man's perception. Now you added that man has to develop more and more throughout life, and then he'll discover more and more things that he couldn't grasp or perceive earlier. Yes. So I'm repeating my question. Why doesn't he know everything to begin with? Why isn't everything open to him to begin with? Why is there a need to develop man's perception? Why is life built this way? Because we live in a world that's constantly developing all of it, and all of its degrees, the still, vegetative, animate, and the speaking, are developing, and therefore, according to the degree of the development of each of these degrees of the still, the vegetative, animate, and the speaking, each of these kinds, accordingly, a person reveals life. He reveals himself and the environment that he's in. What does a rock discover? A rock discovers that it has to sustain its form, and therefore, it keeps itself. A plant, what does it discover? It discovers that it has to grow and to receive more light, water, warmth, minerals, and so on. This is life. This is what it cares for. A dog, what does it discover? It discovers that it has a place, its master that cares for it, everyone according to their own needs. What does man discover? Man also, according to the degree of his development, he discovers what he has and what he's lacking. Does it have to be so that evolution develops a creature that discovers more and more all the time? No, we're limited in our evolution. We reach a state where we feel that in our five senses, in our vision, hearing, smell, taste, touch, we can discover only that which enters these senses. And what's beyond these senses, we cannot discover. And here we have a problem, that suddenly we start feeling that I'm limited, but my desire to discover is beyond this. And then we stumble upon what we call the secrets of nature, that these are secrets not because I don't exactly know what's going on behind the corner, but that I start feeling that it's hidden from me because I'm limited. And I'm limited in terms of the senses that I got from nature. I have five senses. No matter how much I fill them, 100%, still, I'm limited. Beyond that, there's more. And this is something that I don't know about. Why am I thinking this? Because above my perception, there's something that plans my life, programs it, manages, controls my life, that our entire universe is under some kind of plan, program, controlled by certain forces, and I only discover tiny signs about it, but that's it. And I can't attain it because I live within my five senses and only. And here I have a problem. So everything that's beyond these five senses of mine, I say, these are the secrets of nature. This has to do with nature's control room that's outside of our universe. This is what I want to attain, because what happens there determines my fate, the process that we go through. Maybe I can find it there, but I have to find it if I want to understand life. And in my five senses, I'm like any other animal, a bit more developed than a dog. Previously, you gave me the example with the glasses. I'll take my glasses off now too. And you said, look, when I take off my glasses, I have no idea, is there something here or isn't there? Maybe I have a blurry view or something. Someone needs stronger glasses or has better eyesight, but the question is, what kind of glasses do I have to put on my vision in order to perceive this hidden mechanism that's controlling nature? What kind of glasses do I have to put on in order to start revealing the secrets of nature? This is something that you don't have. These are additional senses, an additional perception, but this perception, it doesn't come through our five senses to our will to receive. to our what? To our will to receive. We, our entire foundation is the desire to receive pleasure, the desire to perceive, what we call in the wisdom of Kabbalah, the will to receive. So, if I do not grasp in this desire because in it I'm limited by my five senses, if I come out of my desire, out of the five senses, and want to start revealing things in a different way, in a different tendency, and to bestow, to come out of myself, then in that I start discovering five additional senses, which completely are independent of my body, but that's called the spiritual body. It's impossible to explain. Someone who understands it, feels it, he does. Whoever doesn't, doesn't. The wisdom of Kabbalah only explains to a person how to reach it. So, to see if I understand your explanation, you said that there are things that my five senses will never be able to perceive, even if I extend their perception and completely fulfill them. Still, there will be a part of nature that you called the secrets of nature, that simply my receiving device that consists of five senses can't penetrate. And this is why it's called the secrets of nature. It's the wrong device. Right. It's not the right device. It's even very primitive. Because what do we reveal? We reveal the still vegetative and animate that's on Earth, the entire universe. It's also still matter. With all of Einstein's theories and everything that they want to tell us that these are upper secrets. It's not upper secrets. It's the secrets of still matter that we don't know about. But there's nothing special about it. When we go inside the person, immediately we find ourselves in a very limited kind of psychology that we can't penetrate further in, because deeper in, then it's a computer. Suppose we reach it, but a computer, it only works with data. But the internality of man, things that are hidden from our perception, we don't know about them. And therefore, the entire perception, our entire perception of reality, which is who we are actually, this is how we know ourselves, it's hidden from us. And to the extent to which I'm not familiar with myself, I'm not familiar with the reality that I live in. And what is that additional device? You said that, okay, science can reveal up to here. We are all on a degree that's called, all are deemed as beasts. It's the animate level where we live inside five senses like other animals. And we can't attain more than that in the meantime. And if we can, then only on condition that we develop ourselves to the next degree that's called man. Man's mind that's more developed than that of an animal, doesn't it help in this respect? No. The mind is as developed as the ego, as the will to receive that it serves, that's enclosed within the five senses. So the mind is also inside the system of the five senses. Yeah? So what is that device that can extend my perception? Only to change our behavior from reception to giving. And how's that related? Because then, by that, we come out of our egoistic boundaries and we begin to reach a new perception of bestowal, that I want to feel the other instead of myself, that I want to fill the other instead of filling myself, that I want to think about everyone for everything to be to their benefit and to give them all that I can instead of to myself. When I start expanding this way, then by that I start developing my so-called five spiritual senses. And how is it different than what we have? What's different is your intention. The intention. For the sake of whom am I doing things? Can you explain? And why is it a different device? And what senses do you have as a result? I, in all that I am and work in and exist in, I'm thinking only to my own benefit, whether I like it or not. I'm connected to it. I'm in it without any ability to get out. And a person who's in bestowal, a person who wants to be in bestowal, needs a society that will help him come out of this prison. Of what? You said that what changes is the intention. What is that? My thought, to the benefit of what am I doing? Am I working? Okay, how do I check? Suppose I'm bestowing. So I have to examine what are you working for? What am I giving for? Yeah. Can you give me a few options? To the benefit of others or to your own benefit? What do you mean by to my own benefit? To my own benefit, it means that I give them in order to gain something as a result for them to praise me or have good thoughts about me or for them not to beat me up or something else. And if I simply feel good as a result, then it's egoistic. That then, of course, you're not bestowing to their benefit, but to your own benefit, to feel good. Okay, so if I give, if I bestow because it makes me feel good, then the intention that you're saying, what am I doing it for, then still it's inside this loop, inside myself. Of course. And this is the perception which you previously said, that this is the foundation of, that stands before the five senses, man's desire to receive pleasure, that if a person enjoys bestowing, it's still egoistic. Yeah. So his perception of nature, of creation, is still limited. He won't be able to penetrate this realm that you call the secrets of nature. He won't. What intention can I penetrate this realm with? If it's truly to the benefit of others, to disconnect from oneself and do for the benefit of others. Can you explain this? I can't. It all lays in these words. Something for us to feel. Just man has to acquire the ability to think to the benefit of others, regardless of himself, without anything in return. Can man do that? No. What? So how then? This is why he needs a special method called the wisdom of Kabbalah. Okay, so the wisdom of Kabbalah, it actually allows a person to put on different glasses, and through these different glasses, to extend his perception of reality, to discover the secrets of nature, to expand reality, it means for him to know the reason for everything. What is there in these secrets of nature? The reason for everything. Just to feel something. Reason for what? Why does everything exist and what for? Everything, the entire mechanism, all the foundations of the actions that we see. So, if I already put on these glasses that you just talked about, then everything's exposed to me. I see how reality works, what causes what, and if I pull this thread, what will happen at the end? This is what's revealed to me. I'll understand myself better. Of course. Yeah. What kind of life, what kind of relations will we have? Like you said, that the best thing is if there would be no secrets. And you're suddenly taking me to a different level where I have to start understanding, I don't know, digesting. What kind of life will I have there? Revealed, simple, good, to the benefit of others. What will I feel then in that state? What kind of relationships will I have with my family? It feels everyone exists to the benefit of everyone else. If you can't explain this sentence to yourself, then there's no point in continuing. Right, because it really contradicts the glasses, the device through which I see reality right now. So, to see if I understand, evolution, as you've previously explained, from rock to plant and so on, evolution is advancing us to acquire a new receiving, perceiving device that is supernatural compared with the device that I grasp with, perceive with today, and you called it intention. That the change in intention that I have to reach is that today my intention is always at the end of the day to my own benefit. And that more advanced state that we have to reach is that a person's intention will be to the benefit of others. Yes. This builds these five additional senses in a person? Yes. You call them spiritual senses? Yes. Can you explain a bit about these senses and what do we perceive in them? You feel the other who becomes more important to me than I myself am. And the five senses of bestowal instead of five senses of reception that I have. What are senses of bestowal? That by that I feel the other, and through those five senses I bestow to him. Bestow to him meaning I fulfill him with what he's lacking. Okay, and what do I get as a result? I enjoy. What secrets are revealed to me then? There are no secrets. Because I both receive and also give. And so I encompass all of nature. Everything's revealed to me. A person that nature is revealed to him, what does he feel? Eternity. The eternity, wholeness, and completeness of nature. What is that? This is what he feels. What is it? I can't explain. It says about that. Reveal and see that the Creator is good. It's a good eternal life. He feels the eternity of nature. Because in the force of bestowal, we're unlimited by time. We rise above time, space, motion, everything. We shift from state to state. It's better than this life. You're happier. Of course. There are no deficiencies whatsoever. Deficiencies meaning that I lack nothing. Yeah, and also there are no secrets. Everything's revealed. A person becomes wiser. He includes, comprehends all of nature, everything that's going on, everything that's planned. There are no boundaries. A person rises from the degree of man to the degree of the Creator. That's it. That's it, Dr. Lightman. Thank you very much. We'll love to hear more about this. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.